وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we are talking about the concept of human being in the Holy Quran, and we ended up talking about different dimensions of the human being, and we're talking about the fitrah as one important dimension, aspect of the creation, and in the creation of the human being, and different functions and roles that fitrah has, innate nature, Godly given nature of fitrah to us, and what functions it has and what roles it plays throughout the journey that we have toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another dimension and aspect of the human being is heart. The heart, or in Arabic, al-qalb, another name for that is fu'ad. In the Holy Quran, it has been repeated several times. And there are different discussions about this. One of them is that the heart, some people would say that in the ancient times, people didn't know that the brain is the main part of the human awareness. And because of that, that was a mistake in the biology, or I don't know, medical sciences of the time. And that's why the Holy Quran also has fallen into this mistake, for example. Some might think like that. But the fact of the matter is that Quran talks with the common sense language. It's not a scientific book on medicine or medical sciences to say, for example, what part is responsible for what. I give you an example. We nowadays, we know that it is the earth that revolves around the sun. But in our day-to-day language, we say, for example, I tell you, okay, today that the sun rises, I will talk to you at the sunrise. You cannot tell me, okay, you said sunrise, as if you believe the sun is moving, and you're from the old like school of astronomy, Ptolemaic system. No, this is the normal language that we use. It doesn't mean we believe that the sun rises. And actually, it sounds a bit different or a bit far-fetched if I say, okay, at the moment that the earth revolves around itself so that it looks that the sun is... No, nobody talks like that. They say the sun rises. They say the sun arrives here at the sky. They don't say that the earth is moving and it looks as if the sun is... No. So also is true about the heart. People in the past would find it, even nowadays, we say, for example, I love you with all my heart. And nobody says this is, the heart is not responsible for the feelings. Feelings actually is part of your brain doing this. No, they say heart is the center of emotions. Why? Because you get actions and reactions of the heart when you get emotional, for example. You have the heartbeat, your heart skips a bit, or things that happens when you have emotions, like fear, like love, like enthusiasm. So Quran speaks in the language that people understand. And even today, with all the advances in medicine and everything, we still use the heart when we want to talk about that core of our being, that corner of our being that is actually responsible for serious matters in our existence. So people in the past were also aware of this when they were reading the Holy Quran, and they would say that this heart is not the physical heart. This heart is actually referring to one dimension of the soul. Inshallah, we continue the discussion after a break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the concept of heart, qalb, or fu'ad in the Holy Quran. And we said that this word refers to one dimension of the human soul in the Holy Quran. And after knowing this, we realized that the role that this part plays in the overall journey and being of mankind is a great role. And there are some indications for that. One of them is the fact that there are verses that say that Quran was revealed to the heart of the Prophet. Now, it doesn't say we revealed the Quran to your intellect, or to your soul, or to your ruh. No, the verses say that نَزَلَ بِهَا الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ. Ruhul Amin, which is a name for Jibra'il alayhi salam, brought down the message to your heart. Now it shows that there's a function that this heart has that no other dimension and part of the soul can do. قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِجِبْرِيلِ فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. The greatest revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّا سَنُلْغِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. We talked about this, that it is the greatest and heaviest word and that has ever been revealed to any person in the history of mankind. And in the person who received it, actually, in the history of mankind, received it with the heart. And that should not surprise us, because when we go to other ahadith, we realize that the heart is actually the greatest thing ever created. And it might sound a bit surprising to you, but wait, we will explain. Why do I make such a claim that the heart is the greatest and largest and vastest, if it is correct to use, of all the creation? Why? Because there is a hadith Qudsi. Hadith Qudsi is a hadith that has been narrated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the angels. It's not Quran. Another thing that distinguishes Quran from other ahadith, from other things, is that Quran is a unique thing, different from hadith Qudsi. The hadith Qudsi says, يقول الله عز وجل لا يسعني أرضي ولا سمائي ولكن يسعني قلب عبدي المؤمن. My heaven, the heaven that I have created, the earth that I have created, they don't have room, enough room for me. But only I find enough room in the heart of my believing servant. يسعني قلب عبدي المؤمن. It is only the heart of my believing servant that enclose me. Or it's not to say enclose me, but it has room for me, let's say like that. So you see, the heart of a believing person is the largest and greatest among all the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a long discussion, and we have arrived at the end of this episode. Inshallah, in the following episode, we continue this discussion and the role and functions of heart according to the verses of the Holy Quran. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa alin nabiyil azim. اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.